Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Monday morning, Kale and Company, Dawn Stenson has some news for us.
Yes, good morning. Kale and Company News Live, sponsored this morning by Kitchen Magic. So we'll talk about when the parade may be. We'll talk about the storm that is impending. How many inches will we get? Well, we know what we got last night. Philadelphia Eagles crushed the KC Chiefs 40-22. Best good luck. Now that's a good luck cheer, right? The mayor did. That's good luck. Yeah. ELG. So this is Super Bowl 59, claiming the second ever Lombardi Trophy while ensuring that Patrick Mahomes and company could not win their third straight one. So no three-peat because we defeated them. We crushed them. Philadelphia is starting with the ball. Do you want to do the cut? You want to do a little highlight action? What are you going to do, Greg?
I want you to do some news.
Some news?
And we'll do it afterwards. Yeah.
All right. So okay. We'll get to Saquon. We'll get to the birthday. We'll get to A.J. Brown. We'll get to the tush push. Don't worry. You're not going to miss a thing. But let's talk about some of the news because we did have, as Greg said, there was a little bit of vandalism as people were out to the wee hours of this morning.
A little bit.
So we have some vandalism. We are sans some street poles this morning. I don't have any major injuries to report, and thank God for that. After it wasn't even close, I think in part fans realized early on, much like you said, President Trump left during halftime. A lot of people maybe on the other side left during halftime because they realized it was done. So in Philadelphia, huge celebrations taking us through. But I will also say, and you mentioned Lady Gaga, there were some poignant moments and dedications, and that was prior to the game. As we know that Derek Sandstrom and his family of Eagles fans, they made the trip from York County watching the playoff game versus the Kansas City Chiefs. But we also know that through the devastation, there were so many fans who were from this area, from the plane crash and fires that ensued. We had many tributes from those who were in Los Angeles, who lost loved ones, lost homes, lost everything in the fires there. And then to the Carolinas, where, of course, the hurricane destruction happened. So there were tributes, really beautiful tributes, I think, to all of the people who are the survivors or grieving the loss of lost loved ones, and as well from the D.C. crash, the D.C. deadly plane crash. So they did have a lot of great moments, and I know you'll get to it with Lady Gaga. Right. And those.
Yeah. Right on Bourbon Street. That wasn't live, though. I'm sure they.
No, that was taped during the middle of the week.
Saturday night. Phil, can you pull up 28? I just want to play just a little bit of this while we're kind of free balling here.
Moments when heads are down and hope feels lost. Something powerful always rises. The American spirit of courage, generosity, and unity.
Not the biggest Lady Gaga fan, but it was a good.
No,
it was a good performance.
Wow, it was rehearsed and skimmed. It probably took him 2 hours to shoot that.
Yeah,
and then at the game, she had black hair. So I mean,
oh, really?
Yeah, I said to Robin, I said, since when is Lady Gaga a blonde? I said she has black hair. No, she doesn't. She's a blonde now. And then they show her in the stadium, and she had black hair.
The last time,
I guess they're wigs. I guess that, but
I don't know, because the last time I saw her, she had blonde hair just recently. So maybe the black one was a wig. I don't know.
I think she borrowed Maxine Waters' wig from that demonstration in front of the Department of Education the other day.
So the victims of the medical jet crash in Northeast Philadelphia, which took the lives of 7 people, leaving 24 others injured, they were acknowledged during that pregame ceremony. Mm-hmm. Ahead of Super Bowl 59 there in New Orleans, ceremony honoring the victims of the terror attack also in New Orleans on New Year's Day, in which a man, you may recall this, of course, drove that pickup truck into a crowd right there on Bourbon Street. 14 people killed, dozens others injured. It was a moving moment as members of the New Orleans Police Department, New Orleans EMS, New Orleans Fire Department, as well as the Louisiana Department of Public Safety and Corrections, State Police, and then they were all there for the coin toss, of course, yesterday, each holding a photo of one of those 14 victims killed in the attack. But they wanted to pay tribute to first responders as well as those families killed in the recent tragic plane crashes in Washington, D.C., Northeast Philadelphia, as well as all of the victims in North Carolina and the Los Angeles area fires. So I thought it was a beautiful tribute. She has a great voice, and it really was a moving tribute, I think. I enjoyed that more than, I'll be honest, than I did the other music that proceeded throughout the evening. I thought that was really beautiful.
The Kendrick Lamar stuff, you weren't a fan of that? I mean,
it was
it was okay. It's not for us. It's not for us. No. It wasn't meant for us, right?
Well, I think it could have, like Tony said, I think when it's in that huge of a stadium, it just gets lost somehow. Like, I couldn't understand a lot of the words, which I can normally do. I mean, I'm not a huge hip-hop fan, but when I listen to it, I can appreciate it for what it is, but this one just went.
Listen, I know rap is rap and hip-hop is hip-hop, but it doesn't play in a big state. And let's be honest, 90% of the rich white people sitting in suites in the Superdome last night had no idea who Kendrick Lamar was before then. They know Hedley Lamar from Blazing Saddles a lot better.
Hedley.
Yeah, my teenagers didn't. I mean, and David's a fan, but he just said, to your point, he just said, this is not the venue. You know, it didn't play as well in that big venue.
Supposedly, there was a bunch of hidden meetings in it. I'm like,
yeah, to Drake.
If you're going to use the Super Bowl halftime show to diss Drake, I get it. It's an inside joke. You don't like Drake.
Yeah.
We don't need to see that. Just give me some entertainment.
Well, I mean, he's alleging that Drake's a pedophile. So, I mean, it's some pretty serious charges.
Save that for diss tracks. Like, for example, what's Taylor Swift write her next song about?
I know.
She got booed.
She got
booed.
Like, Philadelphia fans, I'm so proud.
Cut 31, Phil, if you want to do this. We have Taylor Swift getting booed here from the Jumbotron. She doesn't look happy, by the way. They show her.
They didn't even leave together.
No,
because
Jason Kelce, he left.
No,
Travis Kelce left by himself.
Well, did you see what he showed up in? He looked like a Boogie Nights pimp.
Yeah, I know.
What was the gold pin? And everybody was going, what I think it is?
I don't know.
I think they had kind of sort of matching outfits, though, right?
Ugh.
Well, she wore a little white tank top and little short shorts. She didn't even wear Chiefs colors.
That, on the other hand, if you, during the national anthem where John Batiste was singing, they showed Trump and he got a huge ovation.
Yes. There with Ivanka.
Yeah, this is cut 30, Phil. You want to roll this here since we're kind of just free flowing here? Cut 30. There it is. Huge ovation. I thought he did a good job singing the national anthem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I thought it was really appropriate. It had that nice New Orleans vibe.
He even had his own like sound effects machines on top of the piano.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did he have a mustard drop in there that he put in the middle of it?
I thought America the Beautiful and the national anthem were fantastic.
Yep. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, Jalen Hurts, our MVP, they had posted, Eagles had posted parade Friday, but then they removed that post. And so
They said see you Friday, and they removed it.
Then they removed, they took it down.
There's a lot of reasons why I thought it was going to be Wednesday, but then there's bad weather coming. So I thought Thursday or Friday. I thought Thursday, but it looks like Friday it's going to be. Friday would be the smartest thing to do.
Valentine's Day? A little love in the city of brotherly love.
Going into a long weekend for President's Day, you know?
Yeah.
I just think Friday would be the best day for them to do it, but who knows?
I'll just mention some other headlines. The Chinese counter tariffs are supposed to kick in as President Trump now threatens more to come, and also steel tariffs. Trump is talking about that today, so we get a lot of tariff news for you. And also, penny for your thoughts? Well, take those pennies. They're collectibles now, as President Trump has ordered the Treasury to stop minting new pennies to try to cut government waste. And, of course, today is that hearing in Boston, as we'll learn more about federal employees. Are they allowed to take the deal? 65,000 and counting signed up to get full pay until next October 1st. That would be the first day without it. So how would you like that? To take full pay, 8 months,
yeah.
65K, took the deal, but now it's making its way through the courts. So that is going to happen this afternoon.
Do the deal!
It's so crazy that paying that many people for doing nothing is still going to save us money.
Well, pennies, you know, it costs 3 cents to make a penny. Talking about making no
funny?
Sense.
Yeah.
Well, we have a sponsor talking about Kitchen Magic, and we are celebrating the magic this morning here in Philadelphia. Go to kitchenmagic.com today. Start your worry-free modeling journey with a local, trusted, family-owned company that has been transforming kitchens for 45 years. Kitchenmagic.com. Kitchenmagic.com. Yes, and snow is, today we're warm, you know, 42 degrees, which is normal this time of year. The issue is tomorrow. So some models are saying we'll get up to 6 inches. Others are saying not going to happen, that we'll only get about 2 to 4 inches. So we have to, I don't know if it's the European model. Is it the Philly model?
The European models usually call for 6 to 8 inches. But, you know, you look at the European models and you're saying, yeah, maybe.
Well, this storm is going to go, it's going to hit like Delaware and like southern New Jersey pretty hard.
Joe Biden's not going to be able to go on the beach for President's Day?
It's true. It's absolutely true.
Real quick, can Kitchen Magic just do like one special trip down to Cape Coral? Just asking.
Maybe if you put them up.
We'll help them install it ourselves. You know, they only need to send one person and the material, and we're good to go.
They do fabulous work. Kitchenmagic.com, right, Don?
Yeah, at kitchenmagic.com. South Jersey and Delaware, as Greg said, up to 6 inches. For us, we'll see 1 to 3.
That's the
deal.
That's fine.
And then if the parade is on,
it's cold out, you know, it happens.
It's happening in Kansas City this morning. I know that.
If the parade's Thursday, Thursday is rain.
Mm-hmm.
So they're worried about that. Wow. 45 degrees. Friday, 38 degrees, but sunny.
Yeah.
So I think it's a weather that's, to Greg's point, I think
Friday makes the most sense.
These players want to get the hell out of Dodge. They want to get out of Philadelphia, but, you know,
want to be in the soaking rain.
A couple of days in Philadelphia just to do a parade. I'm sure they'll wait till Friday, but we'll see.
They have to restock the state stores. I mean, come on, yeah. I think the city is pretty much tapped out after the last week.
Put the traffic lights back up. 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 managers, hiring managers, are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. They're recruiting professionals utilizing award-winning AI to connect business with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. That's roberthalf.com/talent today. 619 Kale and Company, sans Kale. He has the Super Bowl flu. Apparently, he was up tweeting until midnight last night, so he's well enough to tweet, but we're not well enough to be here.
I saw that, too. I was up tweeting, too, about all kinds of assorted things.
Yeah.
It's an outrage.
Disgraceful. But we have it all, plus a new CBS YouGov poll out on the first 20-some days of President Trump's tenure, how the American people are grading him. We have all that. There's one headline about this this poll that's making all the news, but there's actually some little nugget in there that I found that I think is way more interesting. We'll get into all that, plus all the Super Bowl stuff. We have it all, and we will we'll be back right after this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Stay there.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24-7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The theme of the ad seems to be what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is talking about. And I feel like we said it on this show that we've broken through with the whole America is a sick country. Sick meaning like we're all, you know, we're all obese, we're all sick. Yeah. And this ad kind of does this. And I feel like any other time, this ad probably wouldn't have gotten through. I don't know. Let's play the ad and, you know, we can all judge on the other side. Roll it, Phil.
Obesity is America's deadliest epidemic.
This is America.
74% of us are overweight. And obesity leads to 500,000 deaths each year.
Why, you just have to stop eating, Jimmy.
This is America.
Something's broken. It's not our bodies. It's the system. Welcome to Weight Loss in America.
Like and subscribe.
A $160 billion industry that feeds on our failure. There are medications that work, but they're priced for profits, not patients.
This is America.
This system wasn't built to help us. It was built to keep us sick and stuck. Not anymore. Hims and Hers offers life-changing weight loss medications. They're affordable, doctor-trusted, and formulated in the USA. You get a treatment plan designed by a doctor to fit your body, goals, and lifestyle. You deserve to feel great in your body. This is the future of healthcare. This is Hims and Hers. Join us in the fight for a healthier America.
So there you go. I just feel like this, an ad like this would not have happened last year, the year before. This year is the year for this. What do you guys think?
I totally agree. I mean, they're jumping on the bandwagon of being health, you know, the whole.
Well, that's basically a Temu version of Ozempic.
Yes.
So that's what they're jumping on. It's brilliant marketing, but the product, you know, everybody's got their own injectable now.
Right. And one of the things that ironically that RFK Jr. has been talking about is that the use of Ozempic and all these weight loss drugs are actually not good for us, that it has a whole host of other problems. So they have the right message, but they might be touting the wrong product.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's a relative in-law who was like 50 pounds overweight when was prescribed Ozempic. He looks fabulous. He feels fabulous. So I think that if you are, you know, 50-plus pounds overweight and you have heart issues,
yes,
it's that risk-reward, just like everything else. The problem is people who are 10 to 15 pounds overweight, well, that's probably not for you because of the risk-reward,
right? Exactly.
It's a miracle for a lot of people.
For
you know what I mean?
People who are over 200 pounds and have tried everything and they're, that fat is just like there and there's impossible to lose.
But the good news for a lot of those people, at least now that Trump's president and the prices are, it's too expensive to eat, people like Olivia Giuliani, the DNC chick who said that she's lost 50 pounds,
50 pounds
since Trump
weeks.
Became president because she can't afford to buy food. So see, there are effects. You don't have to overeat. And because you can't afford to buy eggs, or because there aren't any eggs, because Trump's been in office for almost 3 weeks, you know, so there's different ways to lose weight. Go on the Trump made things too expensive diet.
Yep.
Take injectables from every, you can be, they're going to start selling them at concession stands this summer. Right. Hey, you need an injection of something that's going to make you lose weight, but you don't know what's going to happen to your body 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Well, Hims and Hers also has that other problem, right? That the CEO made some anti-Israel, anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Oh, really?
A while back. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that they have some making up to do.
Uh-oh.
Robot Speed 989 on the YouTube chat says the ad is weird because it's pharma and food keeps you sick, but trust our pharma. I mean, that's a that's a good point.
No, it was smart. The whole intent was there, but then when I saw it was Hims and Hers, wasn't that a bad show on ESPN that pretty much ended their whole woke? That brought in the woke. Remember that was what's her name when she was on at 6 o'clock Sports Center. Jemele Hill and another dude when they made everything about race at 6 o'clock instead of about sports.
The other two commercials I wanted to go over were the I wanted to get your opinion on the 2 minute spot at halftime that was directed by Peter Berg calling for girls flag football to become a varsity sport nationwide. Now the spot was basically an African American woman taking on an entire football team by herself. I mean, that's basically the spot, right? They did it in a very creative way because it was, you know, it touched all the nostalgia points for me because it was 80s and you know what I mean?
The girl at school.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's roll the ad and then we can discuss on the other side.
Settle this once and for all. Your best guy?
Girl.
Whatever. Versus our best guy. The Brad.
Not the Brad. I'm Brad.
I can read.
Now, she has the ball. She has the ball. She's going after him. She goes right past him. He misses her.
He's got a mullet.
Yeah.
Come on.
Takes on the entire team.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, it had a little bit of flavor of all sorts of movies, right?
Leave the past behind.
Let's be honest. Guys are not doing flag football.
Yeah.
But this is great for girls.
No, I agree. I have no problem with the message here.
But
you know, flag football should be, varsity flag football should be in all 50 states. Because it's girls playing against girls, and they're playing flag football.
Yep.
So I don't have a problem with that ad at all.
But I have relatives doing this. It's incredible. It's incredible.
What about the message that girls can beat the guys at football?
In flag football, you know, it's not about it's not a physical thing.
I think that this was like meant to be like. For real. I thought that this was
funny.
Really great. It was a fun way to tell the message that girls should be able to play football.
Flag football. And that's you know, it was all set up at old school.
Yeah.
And then they brought it to the modern day. And I believe that women should be playing against women in flag football in every college in America. So how can anybody disagree with that?
And the football players were such characters. They were like the wine. To me, they epitomized the movie Nerds, where it was like the jocks versus and they even
nerds.
What was the guy that they had that was their equivalent of Brad?
Ogre.
Ogre. Yeah. I mean, it was exactly that. I don't think anybody would have mistaken that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and unless it was
two
like
minutes is
unless
too long.
It was I mean, Leah Thomas, they weren't really going to tackle her or hurt her or anything. You know what I mean?
No, no,
so
well, we just played a minute of it, but it was a 2 minute right, ad, yeah. And apparently it was directed by
Pat
Peter
McAfee.
Byrne.
Was it Pat yeah. McAfee?
He was in the
there as one
no,
of the coaches.
That was a different one.
Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
Pat McAfee.
Yes,
was
it was
in
at
it.
The very beginning. Yeah. Yes.
So
yes, Pat McAfee in disguise was the guy with the sign on the back in the hallway.
Sorry,
and they were mocking him and
all those commercials are running into each other.
Yeah.
But yes. It was funny because Tony said, he goes, who is that guy? We know that guy.
Yeah, I know Pat McAfee.
The other
and then we finally realized it, and then they showed clips of him being made up.
I had to
play that part.
Afterwards.
Yeah. The other big commercial was the United States Secret Service that was directed by Michael Bay. It was basically a recruiting advertisement It was unveiled at the on the Jumbotron before the game, but then it actually aired, I think, right before the game. I'm not sure. Apparently, there was a $2 million budget on this, but they kind of got the ad time for nothing because it was a recruiting type thing. It was like a government sponsored thing. Let's roll the ad.
America was founded on an idea of freedom. America's always stepped forward in time of need throughout our short but powerful history.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Tear down this wall.
We've been there for all of it.
A second plane hit the tower.
Our heroes are humble. They have an inner pride to keep this idea alive. Protectors are born, they're not made. America's Secret Service protecting this Super Bowl is asking a few more to step forward.
There you go.
I loved it. I thought it was great, and it's a different, it's a new day. Smart of Fox to donate the time, obviously, because they're saying that we need Secret Service, and so I think it was a great ad. I think
I actually
that the defund the police movement's done. It's gone.
Yeah.
Right?
I went on there to see what jobs, I mean, it's not just Secret Service, the men on the front line, it's administrative, it's tech people, it's all sorts of stuff. It's very cool.
Also, the halftime or the interview, not at halftime, but it was with Bret Baier and Donald Trump. I'll play most of the cuts for the cut sheet, but this is cut 26. A lot is being talked about Trump planning to annex Canada, and if we really are gonna. And Trump basically said, yes, this is real. I really want them to become the 51st state. Roll this.
You announced tariffs on Canada and Mexico. You immediately got action from both of them on border security and drug interdiction.
I did. A lot of
action.
Is that
good enough?
Is that
good enough?
No, it's not good enough.
So more needed in 30 days.
Something has to happen. It's not sustainable. And I'm changing it.
You know, the prime minister said this weekend to a group of Canadian businessmen, he was at a private meeting, he said that your wish for Canada to be the 51st state is a, quote, real thing. Is it a real thing?
Yeah, it is. I think Canada would be much better off being a 51st state because we lose $200 billion a year with Canada, and I'm not going to let that happen. It's too much. Why are we paying $200 billion a year, essentially in subsidy to Canada? Now, if they're a 51st state, I don't mind doing it.
You said the tariff is a beautiful word. There are some signs in the markets, consumer confidence, that they're a little jittery. So if all goes to plan, when do you think families will be able to feel prices going down, groceries, energy, or are you kind of saying to them, hang on, inflation may get worse until it gets better?
No, I think we're going to become a rich nation. Look, we're not that rich right now. We owe $36 trillion. That's because we let all these nations take advantage of us. Same thing, like $200 billion with Canada. We owe we have a deficit with Mexico of $350 billion. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let that happen.
Thoughts on Trump's comments on Canada?
Well, I like the fact that he was on Air Force One flying after he played golf with Tiger Woods yesterday morning.
Yeah, he did.
Right at his course. Yeah. He gets on Air Force One, goes to New Orleans. It's raining. People are lining up in the rain to see him. And while he was on the plane, he signed the executive order as he was flying over the Gulf of America. So what the first thing I did before the sun went down, I went outside and took a look at the Gulf of America, which we can see from our new home that's under construction and building rapidly.
Yep.
It's the most rapid build, as Trump would say. You're not going to believe how rapidly this house is going up, like we've never seen before. And so the Gulf of America, ladies and gentlemen, we can see it from our porch.
By the way, in that interview, I didn't pull it, but because it would have been outdated by the time we played it this morning. But Trump picked the Kansas City Chiefs to win.
I know,
as did Dawn Stensland.
And I ripped the president.
I said I feared it. I did fear it.
She always goes. Whatever way Trump goes is the way she goes.
No, that's not true.
Oh, that's 100%.
When I saw Trump had picked the Chiefs, you know what I put up on Twitter? What? Impeach. I want all Al Green. It's time to start impeachment proceedings for this dastardly deed Donald Trump did, picking the Chiefs. But by the way, the Philadelphia Eagles are 2-0 in Super Bowls when Donald Trump is in the White House.
Wow.
How about that?
Well, yeah, what's the question here, Tony? Is it
Will Jeffrey Lurie tell his team, because he's a far left guy from up in Boston, to not go to the White House?
No, he won't.
And I saw some, and Don Lemon was out there interviewing athletes, and they say, no, they still shouldn't go to the White House with Trump in there. Meanwhile, you know who just went to the White House last week?
Who?
The Florida Panthers hockey team.
Yes, that's right.
And they all wore red ties and gave Trump a, you know, so listen. If you're going to play this game because Trump's in office as a sports team, and if Jeffrey Lurie pulls that, I will lose a lot of respect for this guy. Listen, he's a great owner. He got the team for like $180 million, and now it's worth billions. God bless him. And he didn't move the team to L.A., which was his first intent when he was trying to buy a team, because he wanted to move it to L.A. because L.A. didn't have a football team. But you got to give him credit as a good owner. He doesn't meddle. He lets his people do their jobs. And the Eagles are two-time champions now. But if they don't go to the Super Bowl, that will make Jeffrey Lurie.
To the White House.
Yeah. That will make Jeffrey Lurie look petty.
I will say that Lane Johnson was asked about it, and he said he would be honored to go no matter who the president is. But he said, ultimately, it's a team decision. I'll do what's best for the team. So that's the word from Lane Johnson, that they're going to do a team vote.
Wow.
Well, I think it would be very interesting because God played on both teams. I mean, they both mentioned before and after Jalen Hurts, especially. So I think that there is a different vibe inside the team now. So
I think they'll go.
This is thank you for bringing that up, Robin.
That is good.
This is cut 33. Yeah, this is a Jalen Hurts interview with Fox, with the Fox reporter after he won the Super Bowl. Roll it.
Let's go over to Aaron.
Tom, thanks. Jalen, you told us this week, as Brandon Graham's trying to give you a big hug here.
Yeah! Boy, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too.
Appreciate you.
By the way, Brandon Graham is the one who didn't go last time, so I'm assuming he's going to be a no vote this time as well.
You said after Super Bowl 57, you sat in the locker room and you thought to yourself, I'll be back. You got back, and now you're a champion. How does that feel?
You know, God is good. He's greater than all the highs and the lows. And I think, personally, myself, I've just been able to use every experience and learn from it. The good, the bad, all of it, using it as fuel to pursue my own greatness. And I think I couldn't do any of these things without the guys around me. You know, we had a special group this year. We were able to learn from the past and get some nice new pieces and get over that hump. And,
Jalen, in talking about the pieces around you, from what you guys were able to do on the offense tonight and what you were able to do on the defense, how do you even put that into words? I mean, no one saw this coming.
I think, number one, defense wins championships. Defense wins championships. And we saw how they played today. We saw the difference they made in the game. And they gave us opportunities, gave us short fields, and we were able to do what we do.
Look at the confetti. Look at the confetti. That was the picture you had on your screensaver was the confetti from 2 years ago. How does that look?
Still processing it. I'm still processing it, but just can't wait to enjoy this with my family. And soak it in.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Kevin, back over to you.
There you go. So, yeah.
And you know what I'm glad about? Yeah. I'm glad that all these people, including Philadelphia talking heads, national talking heads, and all of these other people who are supposed to know better, like former quarterbacks and people who played the game or get paid to talk about the game. The fans are going to have their opinions, and then they're going to hate Eagles, whatever. But Jalen Hurts, all these strappers like Nick Wright and all these other people on national TV shows saying that Jalen Hurts is not an elite quarterback. He wasn't even one of the best five quarterbacks in the final four.
Yeah.
You know, all that nonsense. Jalen Hurts, all he does is win. And the same thing with the Nick Sirianni haters earlier in the year. And you know, all these talking heads on TV talk shows and radio talk shows. Oh, Nick Sirianni, he's got to go. He can't coach. How about that? So now you got Jalen Hurts, the two most consequential Philadelphia athletes to win championships in this city are Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Another statue is going to go up in South Philly, and it's going to be Jalen Hurts. Because they stopped the running game last night, the Chiefs did, and they had
amazing.
A great plan.
Yeah.
And Jalen Hurts, they, oh, he can't throw. If he didn't have the running game, you know, he's just a mediocre quarterback. Jalen Hurts shut the media and the world up last night.
Did.
And when people were saying, I even had friends, well, Jalen Hurts doesn't have that passion. You look at him, he always looks like he's disinterested. You know who they said about that back in the 70s? Mike Schmidt. Mike Schmidt, when he was a rookie, I remember people saying, well, look at him. He's Joe Cool out there. He doesn't look like he cares. You know. And then Mike Schmidt became maybe the greatest third baseman of all time and a Hall of Famer. Jalen Hurts is putting together a Hall of Fame career, not just because he won a Super Bowl, but because of his body of work and the kind of abuse that he's been taking from talking heads who want to put all these other guys in the Hall of Fame who haven't won jack but have had great regular seasons. Mm-hmm. This guy just punched his ticket to one of the greatest quarterbacks in Eagles history already, and he's only 27 years old.
But I think, look at Jalen Hurts, 26 and a half years old, young, and he's somebody who has such a story of perseverance that you think about during that national game, Alabama, Coach Saban benches him. And they go on to win the national title with him on the bench. He then leaves, goes to Oklahoma, right?
Yep.
I mean, in his career, he's somebody, and that's just it, that you learn probably more in your career from the disappointments and the heartbreaking times in a career, whether it's football or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for Jalen Hurts, you look at his humility and the calm, and all of that plays into it.
855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. We have to hit a break here. But on the other side, I don't know if you guys saw this on Friday, members of Congress were denied access to the Department of Education. Plus, a local congressman threatens to shut down the federal government if needed to stop Trump from dismantling it. We have all of it, plus all kinds of highlights, and we will get to it on the other side. Stay there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Really?
Yeah, stay home.
Dude. Like,
stay home.
They do it virtual, you know?
Exactly.
Coughing.
So everybody's like, Kale's hungover. It's a crime that he's not here. You know, Philly DJs, he's absolutely sick. We're just busting his. And yes, if you're watching on YouTube, we have the fourth box up, which is actually his empty chair. And we're doing
there
it.
There is. It's an homage.
We're doing it on purpose.
We need a cutout
of
him.
But in all seriousness, he is sick. And hearing it in his voice yesterday, I was like, you can't come on the air, dude. Like, there's
exactly. I could probably get it down the line now. You don't know how this stuff spreads.
That's
you
right.
Yeah, I did Avian. I did it more because he was like, you know, I can probably try, you know, like, I was like, no, Dawn and I was sick the entire month of January. So, like, I'm like, I don't want anything else. Dawn doesn't want anything else. Stay the hell home. Mm-hmm. We can do this without you.
That's
I promise. But anyway, we will get on the other side. We have so much left to get to. We have the Dems ambushing the Department of Education, where Maxine Waters demands that somebody show her
ID.
Meanwhile,
we don't want ID to vote, but yeah. I want to see. And that guy, by the way, that security guard was the boss of the weekend
he
before
was.
Jalen Hurts won the MVP of the Super Bowl and the Eagles defense. That guy is my new idol. We've got to get him on the air. I got to make a he's going to be in the statue around the new sports complex when the 76ers build the new arena.
Yep. Amazing. Plus, we have a local congressman here saying, shut down the government, shut down the government, shut down the government. We will get to all of that. Plus, Dawn's news, the cut sheet. Tony Bruno, Miss Robin, in for Nick Kale, Greg Stocker, Dawn Stenson. We are all here.
Yes.
Wake up, Delaware Valley. Come on, it's time to get up and go to work. But stay there. We have so much more on the other side.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.